Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Woody Wharton, and I want to welcome you to another Friday night call. Tonight, we are going to continue talking about WeShare crowdfunding, something that myself and a whole lot of other people around this nation and actually around the country are very excited about. Tonight, our host is no one other than the former heavyweight champion of the world, a good friend of mine. He's an author, a mentor, and just an all-around great person. And I'd like to introduce right now Mr. James Bone Crusher Smith. Bone Crusher, take it away.
Thank you very much, Woody. Can you hear me?
Got you loud and clear.
Well, you know, I want to thank everybody for being on the call. Thank you, Woody, for being the host. And Monty and Bernie, a new friend of mine, Bernie, and he has an awesome story. And I just want to let the folks out there know that I took a look at WeShare crowdfunding right before Christmas, and I've been excited ever since. Kept getting emails and texts from Woody, and Woody's been a long-time friend, and he said, "Hey, Bone, have you ever heard of crowdfunding?" I said, "No, I have never heard of crowdfunding." And he says, "You need to Google it and take a look and see what I'm doing. I'm trying to raise some money to get a new bus." I knew Woody was in the daycare business and not the school program business. And I was in the kids business, Champs for Kids. Kids is what I do, man. And I always do golf tournaments and promote fights and do different things to raise money to. And we took a good look at this before Christmas, and I made a donation to Woody's project, and that got my project base established. And I've been excited ever since. And today was a very long day. I woke up in the hospital. Well, actually, I didn't wake up. I never went to sleep, but I checked out of the hospital this morning about 3 o'clock, and I had some issues with pain pills, and it ran my blood pressure up, and I didn't know if I was going to check out or not. But anyway, I'm here tonight, and I'm excited. And Woody, I'd like to go ahead and introduce a friend of mine. I met him a couple of days ago on the phone, and he's got a powerful testimony, and he's one of my guests, and I'm just going to go ahead and introduce Bernie and let him tell his story. And I think it's going to be inspirational. It was very inspirational for me, and I think we can help him raise some funds. Bernie, are you there?
Yes, I am, Bone Crusher. I'm a big fan, man. Thanks for having me on the show tonight.
Yes, sir. How about telling the folks your story? Tell folks how you feel about boxing. How you followed me around, and probably on the internet, I guess. I mean, I don't know. But say what you want to say, Bernie. Take it away.
Okay, it sounds good. I'll get over my nerves here a little bit. It's been quite a while since I've done an interview, but I'll do my best here. I've been following you for a long time. Was a Golden Glove boxer in the 80s and 90s. Not too much on the internet back in the day, but did a lot of boxing and had a great time doing it. Recently, in the last about year and a half, got diagnosed with cancer, and it's lymphatic, and I just found out it spread to the liver. So I basically was going through treatments at MUSC there in Charleston, and we all decided to quit all the treatments because they weren't working, and it was too hard on the body. So been fighting really hard, like I was back in the ring again, and just taking every day one day at a time, and holding faith and this great friend and around me, basically. So it's just really, you know, really good to be on the show tonight, and like I say, I'm a big fan of yours, so.
Fantastic, Bernie. Thank you for being on the show. And do you have anything else you'd like to share with us?
Sure. If you don't mind, I would like to plug my show coming up at Fresh Food Coffee House. I have a show. It's called In the Evening with Bernard Arthur, and it's a Lost Soul one-man show, and it's a testimonial of my life. It's kind of a play. I did it back in the day for some universities, Wisconsin, Minnesota. I've done it for churches and homeless shelters. And if you'd like to come out, like I say, it's April 11th. That's on a Saturday. It's at 8:30 at the famous Fresh Fruit Coffee House here in Myrtle Beach. We're asking for a minimum of a $10 donation for Bernie Strong. And it'll be a great time, great cause. Fresh Fruit is a Christian-based coffee shop, not-for-profit. So come out and see me if you can.
Thank you very much. And, Woody, I'm going to send it back to you, but I would like to say a couple words. I'm going to be at, well, tonight I was at a book signing and at East End Cigar Company today, and I'll be at the new Meineke location tomorrow, and I get a chance to meet the Meineke folks from corporate. And one of the things I'm going to ask them, him, is, don't I look like George Foreman? You know, George made his big comeback financially with Meineke, and then he went to the Grills. And since the guy is going to be in Myrtle Beach tomorrow, I'm going to say, hey, man, let me do a national commercial.
Awesome.
So with that said,
awesome.
Woody, I'm going to turn it back to you. And I think you got some guests you want to introduce. And it's always a pleasure being on this call. Back to you, Woody.
All right, Bo Kusher, thank you. As always, that was a very, very powerful story that Bernie had. And, you know, that's one of the reasons that, you know, I love We Share so much is because, you know, we can go out and we can help people in our community like Bernie by bringing on projects and also being able to donate to his cause. But what I want to do is kind of just like we did last week, we just keep it flowing. And I want to bring a very good friend of mine, Monty, on, so he just give us a brief synopsis of what crowdfunding is and actually what We Share crowdfunding is all about. And without further ado, I want to bring my buddy Monty on. Monty, you there? Monty.
Yes, indeed, Woody, I'm here. I had to mute myself out. Welcome, everyone, in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Monty from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Happy to have you all on the call tonight. Anyway, a little twist to what I normally do here with crowdfunding, We Share crowdfunding. Ran across a couple of ideas this week and also another social site. And the word is pretty much getting out about crowdfunding. It's just we have to embrace it in a different way, or to say the old way. You know, crowdfunding is simply fundraising. And I had this conversation with several people throughout the week. And I think we're trying to confuse the concept, or we're looking for something that's not there and complicating the whole system. What's happening is fundraising has just gone to the internet via platforms. There are over 500 different platforms in which you can use to raise money. You know, most of us are familiar with the bake sales, the Girl Scouts, the Boy Scouts, popcorn and cookie sales, and the schools selling cookies and stuff like that to raise money, car washes. Well, now you can go to find an internet platform, set up your project on there, write it up, and now get it out through social media. So all we are doing is raising funds, but we're just using platforms via the internet. Now, our platform is called We Share Crowdfunding. And we are a community of projects, project managers. So it doesn't take, we don't particularly go out and solicit donations. What we're trying to do is find other project managers who are trying to raise money for a cause or personal need. And that way we share these donations through the platform. So if you're new to the call and you haven't seen our platform, definitely get back with the person that introduced you to crowdfunding and this call, and get a presentation, and they can give you some more details about how our donations are shared, or what we call our distribution formula. But again, to emphasize, it's simply fundraising on the internet, and we are using a platform. Now, I also joined another platform this week, actually last week. It's called Virtual Incubator and Crowdfunding Network. And just to give you kind of an idea of just how fast crowdfunding is growing, on average, there are probably 10 to 30 people a day joining this incubator slash crowdfunding network. And the people coming onto this network, they're coming in with questions about how to establish a campaign, how to run a campaign, how to raise money. I mean, from all different walks of life, from retired military people to people just got out of the military, single moms, business owners. It's just across the board, musicians, people trying to write books. And it just floored me just how big and the number of people are coming. And the biggest problem I'm seeing, and as we go out with our platform, is people trying to figure out how to raise money. And with the shared concept that we have with our platform, we have a solution to that problem, because it doesn't take 10,000 people donating $10. You simply need to lock arms with two or three other project managers that's going in the same direction and learn how this distribution formula works on our platform, and the donations coming in can be unlimited. You know, we have a worldwide platform, so we're not just limited to the U.S. And that's a big point that we need to kind of really focus on and start looking at gaining momentum around the world. Another point with our platform is there are no fees and there are no time limits on your project. And you can go and get your project started at no cost. We just recommend that you start a donation because you want to be part of our crowdfunding community. So with that being said, Woody, I'll push it back to you, and I'll stand by.
All right. Thank you, Monty. You know, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And, you know, you and I have talked a little bit about some of the things that were going on this week. And, you know, we just see this crowdfunding is just getting bigger and bigger. We're watching some of the project managers that we brought on or helped bring on start to realize, you know, what this crowdfunding is all about. And, you know, they're starting to really receive the donations and pass the word around to other people. With that being said, just want to give you a little background on myself and crowdfunding. And actually, Monty did introduce it to me. And at the time that he introduced it, you know, I was just like a lot of people out there. And I said, well, you know, I know all about that. I've seen it before. I had done a project on another platform and didn't receive any donations, you know, after about a six-month time frame. So I kind of thought I knew everything about crowdfunding. And Monty just kept sending me emails and a little message here and there. And then, you know, one day he sent me a text message or something, and he says, have anything that you want to raise funds for? And because, like Bone Crusher said, my bus had broke down, transmission went out. I was like, yeah, I need a new bus. And, you know, that piqued my attention right there. You know, he didn't come at me and ask me about a business opportunity, which crowdfunding is not, or, you know, do I want to get rich or anything. He asked me, was there something that I needed to raise funds for? And, you know, I believe if you ask, you know, 100 people that question, you're going to get 100 yeses. And when he asked me that, you know, I said, yeah, the bus transmission, I need a new bus. And he said, well, take a look at this. It can help you out. And at that point, I really took a look at it. I think it was I was ready for something, and I took a look at it, and I called him back a couple of days, and I said, Monty, I think this might just work. So we've been working together now since about Thanksgiving, and, you know, I know it's not proper English, but it just seems like to me that this thing just keeps getting better and better. And, you know, every day, you know, I wake up with a smile because I know there's somebody out there that is looking to raise money for something. And all I got to do is ask them that question and send them my internet link, let them watch a couple videos and find out what we're all about. But with that being said, I want to bring Monty right back on and just let him tell you what his project is real quick, and then we have a couple guests that we want to bring on and let them tell you about what they're doing. So, Monty, if you would just give a couple minutes about what your project is and what you're trying to do in the community, it'd really be appreciated.
Oh, exactly, Woody. My project is to help the local food banks. Because if you remember around Christmas time, we've probably all seen it on the local news where food banks run out of money. So just as I was getting involved with crowdfunding, I was sitting here during the holidays and just kept seeing these news reports, and, you know, they all pull at your heartstrings, so to speak. So after listening to the owners of this platform saying, you know, if you're going to get involved, do something bigger than yourself. So I said, that's a good idea. So I looked into it, and I was amazed, again, at just how many people were out here helping other people, but they were using their own money. So anyway, I looked into that, and I figured, hey, this is a way I could give back to the community and participate in. So my project is to helping the food banks, not just during the Christmas holidays, but throughout the year. And I believe the numbers in our favor, that there's no reason for anyone to be hungry in our community. Because with this platform, you can empower individuals. And I believe with that empowerment, you can change a community, you know, two people at a time. And like I said earlier, it's just locking arms, a few people who find a few people who find a few people, and the donations coming in worldwide can be unlimited for any project. And just on that same note, we normally ask people to Google crowdfunding. But again, this week in some of my research, I changed it up a little bit. And let's just be specific. You know, there are three types of crowdfunding. One is equity funding. Another is reward-based crowdfunding. And the third is donation-based crowdfunding. And our platform is designed around donation-based crowdfunding. So we should be asking people to Google donation-based crowdfunding and just see what comes up. Because that's what we're doing. We're receiving donations for our project. So that's it, Woody. Yeah, Woody, hey, I'm going to pass it back to you.
All right, Monty. I just was talking to somebody else on the line that came up on the line. But, hey, I appreciate you doing that, Monty. Thank you. Like I said, it's always a pleasure to have you on the call and, you know, give us your take and also give us some of your experience with We Share Crowdfunding. Got a couple guests on the line tonight. One of them the first time or the other one. This is the second time coming on a call. And what I want to do at this time is I just want to get – Jeff to come on the line. And Jeff, I just want you to give us a little bit about what your project is and, you know, kind of what you see with We Share Crowdfunding and what has you excited about it. You there, Jeff?
Hey, thanks a lot, Woody. Yeah, my project, I'm located over here in northern Indiana. You have to excuse me, I'm fighting a little bit of a cold here. So, but my project over here is I have a special needs a child that he needs to be transported around in a van, you know, specially designed for, you know, wheelchairs and stuff. And been starting to have trouble with the van and really need to have the engine replaced or overhauled. But I decided, well, maybe it'd be better off just to probably buy a brand new van. So my project is to raise enough money to buy a brand new van. And if I can come up with between $40,000 and $50,000, that's what my goal is. And I remember back last December, Woody had called me up, asked me if I had any reason to raise any money, and I was got to thinking, boy, that sounds like something I might be interested in. So he started to introduce crowdfunding to me, and I put together a project, and I have I've introduced a couple other friends of mine to this concept. And And one is Jim Hollinger, who is also on the phone here tonight. And me and him just recently went to a business expo and talked to some business people and introduced them to crowdfunding. And matter of fact, I'm really excited about the fact that one of the ladies that he signed up publishes a business magazine, and she distributes it through Northern Indiana, Lower Michigan area. So, I'm excited about crowdfunding, and I'm excited about We Share and the concept, and what this program can do to help a lot of people. Matter of fact, I just had an email tonight from a missionary who's down in Guatemala right now, and he wants to, when he gets back, he wants to talk to me about this crowdfunding program, and because he wants to use this money to help people in his missions down in Guatemala. So I'm all excited about that. I got that email today, matter of fact, just before the call here tonight. So, you know, things are looking really good for crowdfunding, Woody. Go ahead and take it back, Woody. You got it.
Okay, it would help if I took it off mute. I said, Jeff, I know that you said you had one of the people that you brought on and introduced the crowdfunding to. Why don't you just go ahead and bring him on and let him tell a little bit about his story.
Okay. Well, Jim, if you're on the phone, I just talked to him just before I got on here. He should be on here. Jim, go ahead and tell us a little bit about how crowdfunding is working for you.
I'm pumped and excited. I got started in January, and I looked at this thing and said, you know, I've been trying to help people in the area of finances most of my life, and this thing is perfect for me. And I just went out and started inviting people and to be an example to them and letting them know that this thing can solve problems. And when Jeff and I, you know, it was interesting earlier because I believe it was Coach Woody talking at the time about talking to 100 people. Well, when Jeff and I went to this meeting, we talked to about 45 people that had booths there. And I think we got to all of them, but not sure. We only got maybe 2 people that were cold. Other than that, you know, it was so simple to approach people. All we did was we said, hey, listen, if there was a way for you to be able to fund your business and you had $100,000, would you be interested in knowing about it? And what would you want to do with it? And they told us. And that's what happened. And actually, the lady that we signed up with, that Jeff was just talking about with the magazine, we were in the booth next to hers, and we were talking to the fellow about crowdfunding and explaining it to him. And she said, excuse me, did you just say crowdfunding? We said, yeah. And she said, I've been wanting to put an article about that in my magazine. She said, what can you tell me about it? So we told her, and she said, I want to sign up now. She said, I'd like to get some funding for a project that I've got. And so she got involved right then and asked us if we would do an article and talk to Money about it. We called Roger. Jeff called Roger, talked to Roger, said, hey, what are the rules here? What can we do? What can't we do? And is it okay? He said, great, you can do pretty much, you know, tell the story, just make sure that it's accurate and what you're saying is right. And then, of course, we were talking about the name, you know, not using the name. And on a second call, he said, no, you know what? You can use the name as long as the article is open and right. And he said, don't make it about you. Make it about crowdfunding. He said, well, that's what we're going to do because that's what it's about. Got it. This week has been a fantastic week. Okay, that was the way it ended. It started on Monday because a new girl invited, called me, and she said, listen, I got a pastor I'd like you to talk to, and he's the president of a Bible college. So we called, talked to him, did the presentation, and on the same time, the same night, he said, look, he said, count me in. He said, we're always wanting to raise some money. And he said, I'm looking for some ideas. I said, well, if you want ideas, you're talking to the right guy because I got lots of them. He said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, look, I said, college and a Bible college is about getting kids involved and going into the ministry. Why don't you raise funds and have them raise funds? Because I just read the article about the kids raising money, $1.4 million to go and visit Harvard and tuition. And I said, why don't you take a week each summer, have these kids, the preachers from the churches that you are a part of, bring their youth people here for a week in the summer. Have a good time, have a week of ministry, have a week of encourage them to come to school, and show them how they can begin to create the money they need to come to school and start putting their money together for it. He said, I like talking to you. Let's do this. So he got all excited, and we've been trying to work on our group and tell him, say, you know, this thing is about groups of people, because one college is going to tell another. I've got a guy, and he's working on little league teams. And another, the same girl, she said, well, look, we've got in our city, she said, I'm a member of Kiwanis, and she said, we'd like to get a team going there, and can we call and have a meeting? So we did a three-way call, and I did an internet presentation, and the president said, we're in, let's do it. And so we signed up that group, and they're wanting to sign up people next week on the group, and that we've got a meeting on Thursday that Roger, one of my guys in Pennsylvania, he's going to go there, and he's going to present it to them. And so they're ready to go, and they've already got people that are hearing about it in their own group getting ready to go. So it's been an exciting week. I reached putting people into my seventh level already. That's what a college is. They call it my seventh level. And so it's been an exciting 2 months.
Awesome. You know, Jim, one of the things that I hear that you're saying is that, you know, there's people from all walks of life with all different types of projects that they need to raise funds for looking at this We Share crowdfunding. And, you know, that's what I really enjoy about it is, you know, everybody's focus or passion may not be the same thing, but everybody out there has something that they want to raise money for or a group or organization that they want to help. And, you know, all we're doing is going out and showing them, hey, here's another way that you can use, that you can raise that money to help that organization or to help somebody get out of debt or help yourself get out of debt or go to that summer camp. And, you know, just you talking right now just inspired me so much more. You know, every time I hear about some successes, I just get elated. And with that, you know, Bone Crusher, I want to bring it back to you. So you can close it all out, or do we have somebody else that wants to add something else here?
Hey, Woody, this is Jeff again.
Okay. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, one last thing I just wanted to say before Bone comes back in here, just to show the caliber of people that are coming on board this thing. Matter of fact, I've got a guy that I from Canada that I brought into the WeShare program that he works with Stevie Wonder doing fundraising, and he's got a project page up there where Stevie Wonder is trying to raise money for women and children. So I think I'm excited about that, bringing that on board.
Awesome. Outstanding. Any closing remarks, Monty?
No, Woody, not really. Well, I'll take that back. Two points here. For any new people on the Blog Talk Radio call tonight, if you haven't seen the presentation, by all means, you can go to yourfund.info. That's www.yourfund.info, and you can watch a little short presentation about crowdfunding and the way we do it with our shared community. And also emphasizing that, you know, with this shared distribution model, once you get it started, you don't have to restart a new campaign. Unlike the traditional fundraising campaigns where it may run a quarter or 6 months or a year, then next quarter you got to start something else. With these platforms now, once you get it started and people are coming in, you know, daily, weekly, monthly, around the world, you're always raising money. So that's one big aspect about our platform that we really should be letting people know about. This is not a one-time deal for raising money. So that's it, Woody, and I'll push it back to you.
All right. Thank you, Monty. Again, a pleasure to have all you guys on tonight sharing what we're all passionate about. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Bone Crusher.
Well, thank you very much, Woody, and thank you to all the guest speakers tonight. And, hey, we said a lot. We covered a lot of ground tonight. And folks, don't get intimidated. I mean, do not get intimidated of this project. It's one of the simplest, easiest things you can do. Just ask a couple questions. Do you know anybody who would like to raise some funds? Or Google crowdfunding and become familiar with what we're doing. And I think this call every Friday night, you can just plan for it for next Friday. And with that said, you guys have a good night, and thank you very much, everyone that participated. Thank you for everybody to listen in, and we'll see you next Friday. Thank you. Good night.
All right. Thank you.
Bye, Bone.